Hi, this week the question is, can people know for sure if they're saved? Once I had a discussion with a very devout Muslim, and he was upset because I had made a connection between the Islam religion and terrorism. During our peaceful discussion with one another, I asked this question. I said, suppose you go to Mecca on your pilgrimage. Are you worried about your safety? Are you worried that when you arrive there, some militant Islamic terrorist will try to kill you and those who believe in peaceful ways? And here's what my Muslim friend told me. He said, if a terrorist kills me on my pilgrimage to Mecca, it would be the most wonderful thing that could ever happen to me. And I was shocked when he said that. I asked why this would be such a wonderful thing. And his answer was, according to Muhammad, if a person is killed on the way to Mecca, all the sins of his entire life are wiped out, and the person is assured of going to heaven. You see, this Muslim does not know for sure if he's saved. He doesn't know if he died right now, whether he be lost in hell or saved in heaven. And this is a sad commentary on the Islamic faith. According to the Bible, it is possible for a Christian to know if he is saved. In 1 John chapter 5, verse 13, the Bible says, these things I have written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life and that you may continue to believe in the name of the Son of God. Think carefully about what that passage is saying. The Apostle John said he wrote his book in order that Christians may know that they have eternal life. And so according to this, it's truly possible for a Christian to know that when they die, they will be saved in heaven. What more does the Apostle John say about this? In 1 John chapter 2, verses 3 through 6, the Bible says, now by this we know that we know him, if we keep his commandments. He who says, I know him, and does not keep his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoever keeps his word, truly the love of God is perfected in him. By this we know that we are in him. He who says he abides in him ought himself also to walk just as he walked. Only men who are Christians and know the Lord are assured of being saved in heaven. And notice carefully this passage in 1 John 2, verses 3 through 6. It says, if we say we know him and do not keep his commandments, we are liars. Those are very strong words. Knowing the Lord means we not only know and believe the Lord is the Son of God, but it also means we obey what the Lord said. In Luke 6, verse 46, Jesus said, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do the things which I say? To be saved and to know that we are saved, we must do the things which the Lord has commanded. What are the commands of the Lord in order to become a Christian to begin with? Well, there are four steps. First, one must believe that Jesus is the Son of God, John 8, verse 24. Number two, repent of sins, Luke 13, verse 3. Number three, confess verbally with our mouth that we do believe Jesus is the Son of God, Romans 10, verse 10. And number four, baptized in water for the remission of sins, Acts 2, verse 38. In Acts chapter 2, verse 41, the Bible says, those who gladly received his word were baptized, and that day about 3,000 souls were added to them, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in prayers. Notice, these sinners not only were baptized as the Lord commanded, but they continued in the apostles' doctrine. These people could know for certain that they were saved. In 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 5 through 10, the Bible says, also for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, to perseverance godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. For if these things are yours and abound, you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For he who lacks these things is short-sighted even to blindness, and has forgotten that he was cleansed from his old sins. Therefore, brethren, be even more diligent to make your call and election sure. For if you do these things, you will never stumble. This passage gives a list of 8 things which Christians must do after they are baptized. If they do these things, according to verse 8, they will not fall away. According to verse 9, if Christians do not continue in these things, they will indeed fall away and be lost. Verse 10 encourages all Christians to make their call and election sure. Christians make their salvation sure by doing these very things that Peter wrote about. When someone becomes a true Christian by obeying the gospel, as we outlined earlier, and when that person continues in the teachings of the apostles, growing day by day in the grace and knowledge of the Lord, that person can know for certain he is saved. I'm thankful to be a Christian. I'm thankful that I do not have to wish that some terrorist would kill me on a pilgrimage to Mecca so that I could know for certain I would be saved. I thank the Father of heaven and earth for sending His only begotten Son to die on the cross to save all sinners who would submit to the gospel plan of salvation. Well, thanks for listening to our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. That's willofthelord.com. There's no spaces between those words. And there at our website, you may download the notes and the audio file of this message you just listened to. We invite you to call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.